Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast with me, Jeri Williams. And today's topic is incredibly important for couples navigating the early stages of parenthood. We're diving into how you can strengthen your marriage even when life gets chaotic with a new baby. Because trust me, you can have a healthy, happy marriage while transitioning in postpartum. Having a baby is one of the most beautiful experiences, but it can test your relationship in new ways through communicating, through having delegating tasks. It's a lot. And asking for help. I know that was one of my biggest ones, right? I talk about it all the time. But today we'll discuss practical strategies for maintaining and even deepening your connection with your partner during this time. So let's get into it. Before we dive into solutions, let's acknowledge the challenges. The early days of parenthood can be exhausting and overwhelming. Between the sleepless nights, endless feedings, adjusting to a new routine, the diaper changes, the just new whirlwind of learning. Like, how can I still do the things that I enjoy while trying to take care of someone? How can I eat healthy meals while trying to take care of someone, right? It's so many things to juggle, right? It's easy for couples to drift apart, though. Or find themselves arguing over things that didn't matter before because they are exhausted or they have miscommunication or something came off wrong. But understanding this can help you approach the solutions with compassion and teamwork, because teamwork is essential. One of the simplest yet effective ways to keep the romance alive is through in-home date nights. I know you're not always in a place of, let's get dressed up, let's get the babysitter, let's go out to eat. You may not be there yet, right? But you can leverage in-home date nights. It can even just be so, like, once the baby is asleep, you guys sit down, eat dinner together. No phones, no television, just connecting with each other. Checking in. How are you doing? What's something that you're working through? What's something that's challenging for you? How can I support you? And actively listening to those things. That's one of those check-ins. Even during date nights, after you have that check-in, you can be like, all right, let's find something to do. You can do board games. You can do the 21 questions on where you can write questions that you want to know about your partner through cards. Even if you've been dating for years or married for years, it can still help, you know, finding new hobbies, dancing, or finding just new activities that you enjoy. I know my husband and I like to find different activities of things that we can do. It may not always be like our top, like, coolest activity, but it's something fun to keep us bonding and trying new things. You can even do in-home painting. You can do cooking new meals. There's so many things. I can go on and on because I love finding ways to have creative date nights. But here's how you can make it work. You can plan ahead. Schedule a specific time each week for your date night. It could be after the baby's bedtime or during that time if you have a support at home. But just make sure you're consistent with it, because if you're not consistent, it's kind of going to be tough. But also be open to pivoting. So maybe like, okay, baby didn't want to go to sleep this night, but then the next night you're like, oh, baby's sleeping. All right, here we go. So it's kind of having that flexibility. You want to create that cozy atmosphere if you want to, you know, with the soft music playing, the meal. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but what matters is the effort and intention behind it. And like I said, have those good conversations. Reminisce about pre-baby days. Find ways to laugh. Like, it's just going to really fill you up and feel connected. I think one of the best parts about having a new baby, it creates a new version of yourself. And it allows you to talk, have those deeper conversations because you're doing something new together. But don't forget those weekly meetings, okay? Another key to maintaining a strong relationship in early parenthood is communication. Everybody say communication. That's what's important. Weekly meetings can help you keep both people in the loop. All right? The same page regarding household tasks, meals, and schedules, like I mentioned earlier. So always review the week. What went well? What didn't? Address any issues that you're like, we need to talk about. You plan for the upcoming week. Divide the task. Allocate household responsibilities fairly. But I will say this. Leverage the strengths, okay? So if you are a great dishwasher and your partner is not as best the best, how about you take the dishwashing and then give your partner something they're good at? If your partner is not there yet with cleaning, because cleaning is a skill, give them the light task, or you can still show them how you like things done. Or just give them that feedback like, hey, this is what I do when I clean it and see how that works. But don't do it in a condescending way. Just do it in a, I want to support you and for you to be the best. Because our household is important to have it clean as well. I hope that made sense. Because I understand how much cleaning is a skill, but leverage the strengths. Talk about meal prep. Talk about the things you guys want to eat. Make sure both of you are brainstorming. It may not always come easy, but once you guys get into that habit, you're like, oh, I was thinking about this meal for the week or this meal, or we can go grocery shopping. This is what's on the list. I know for personal experience, we have a list that we share that we're going to add. Whether it's groceries or household, like if we run out of items, please add this to the list. So that when you get to the store, you get the things you need so that you don't come home, but oh, I forgot about this. And then someone's like, oh, I forgot to put down the list. It's like, yikes. I don't want to go back to the store. So just think about that. Schedule check-ins. If you're juggling work, baby care, and other responsibilities, make sure that you schedule check-ins so that you guys are knowing what's going on, because it's nothing like not knowing if your partner is struggling with something or if they need something. Be that person for them and just have those honest conversations. Okay. It's crucial to express your needs, feelings, and concerns openly. Here's some tips for be in effective communication. Be clear and direct. Avoid assuming your partner knows what you need or how you're feeling. Share your thoughts clearly and honestly. We are not mind readers. We don't have it shown on our head. But if you communicate it is going to be helpful. Practice active listening. I know it's sometimes it's so easy to cut someone off in mid-sentence because you want to respond, but just listen. When your partner is speaking, give them your full attention, show empathy, and validate your feelings. Even if you don't always agree, you want them to be in a comfortable space to discuss those things. And focus on solutions rather than blaming or criticizing, because at the end of the meeting, if you guys are just going back and forth, it's not going to solve the solution. But if you guys are like, what is the solution to this? Because remember, it's you guys against the problems. So you guys want to create that solution to bridge that gap. So appreciate each other's efforts and celebrate small victories together. You can even always compliment each other like, oh, thank you for taking out the trash today. Thank you for getting the baby for a few minutes so I could lay down. Those little things make a difference. Sometimes you just have someone to listen to can make a difference. Making it a priority to be there for each other as a supportive listener. This means putting aside distractions, making eye contact, and really hearing what your partner is saying. So I hope you guys got something from this, okay? But this wraps up today's episode on strengthening your marriage during the early stages of parenthood. Remember, keeping the connection strong with your partner is just as important as caring for your baby. By making time for each other, communicating effectively, and supporting one another, you can navigate this challenging yet rewarding phase together. If you enjoyed today's tip, please subscribe to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast and share with other parents who might find it helpful. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, nurture yourself and your family. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.